Good evening and welcome to Around Cincinnati. I'm Ron Esposito, and we'll be talking with people from the Cincinnati Jazz Hall of Fame. We have with us Kay Casey, the founder, Dick Murgatroyd, director of productions, and Mark McCafferty, director of music. And the fourth annual induction and jazz concert will be held at Mount St. Joseph University, 5701 Delhi Road, on Sunday, April 8th, from 7 until 9:30 p.m. And we're here tonight to tell you all about the 2018 inductees. But before we talk about the inductees, tell us about the fourth annual induction and jazz concert. Who's going to be playing?
We've got a good show lined up. I think that's the main thing, is that not only do we have the inductees we're going to be honoring that night, but we always have a great show and lots of great music from a lot of our local musicians. So we're going to be featuring the Buffalo Ridge Jazz Band, Mark Fields Quartet, the Rob Allgaier Trio, and then we're going to be featuring our young jazz artists, beginning with our scholarship winner from last year, Tyler Marsh, and his brother, Ethan Marsh. And we are going to honor this year two young men, Sam Breeden, who plays guitar from Walnut Hills High School, and Zaire Sherman, who plays bass also from Walnut Hills High School. Those are our two scholarship winners. So we're going to combine all of that. And then at the end of the show, we're going to bring on about seven or eight mm-hmm. of our young musicians who are going to knock them out with their performance. But Nancy James is our featured singer that night. So she'll be singing with Mark Fields Quartet and also the Rob Allgaier Trio. And then coming into the event at the reception, the Philip Paul Trio will be entertaining our folks when they arrive that evening to our VIP reception. So it's a great, great night for us. And our host, by the way, is none other than Nick Clooney.
There's two other special recognition and induction groups that we want to hear about.
Yeah, so we're going to recognize the Cincinnati Pops with Eric Kunzel and John Morris Russell for their contribution over the years to programming jazz and even, you know, having jazz musicians employed. Some of the inductees have regularly performed with the Pops in a jazz function, whether they're covering a tune or, you know, rearranging a big band tune or something like that. But the other special honoree is the Symphony Jazz Quintet, which came out of the CSO, and that may have been before the Pops was in existence. So it's kind of a precursor to the jazz that the Pops brought to Music Hall.
Let's talk about the 2018 inductees.
We have an outstanding group again. Unfortunately, 5 out of the 10 are deceased. But let's start with number one is Bill Berry. And he just recently died in 2002. He was a cornetist with Duke Ellington for most of his life. He did start very young playing with his family, and he went into the Army, played with the Army bands. And when he came out, he was with Merv Griffin for 15 years. And then he was in New York one night and met Duke Ellington, and that started his long career with Duke Ellington. And this was during the years when it didn't happen very often for a white man to play with a black band or for a black man to play with a white band. And Duke Ellington just said, "That's not our problem." And that was just the kind of guy he was. Bill Berry just idolized Duke Ellington and had some wonderful years with him.
So who else do we have?
Artie Matthews. And Artie spent most of his life here in Cincinnati. He was a pianist and also an organist and played at his church for 50 years. But the most exciting thing about him was, again, back in the day, it was difficult for black musicians to get into the schools of music. So he and his wife started the Cosmopolitan School of Music right here in Cincinnati. And the next candidate is Bill Rank, and he played both trombone and bass. And he was with Bix Beiderbecke in the 1920s. And his most exciting career was with Paul Whiteman from 27 till 1938. And next, number four, is Lee Tucker. Lee is a bass player. He played in many groups here in Cincinnati. He first started with Curtis Pegler, and Curtis has previously been inducted into the Hall of Fame. He worked with Billy Brown, drummer Ron McCurdy, and William Hickey Kelly. And this band was called the Modern Jazz Disciples, a very famous, nationally known recording group.
Well, we have some more musicians to talk about the 2018 inductees.
Yeah, sadly, we just lost another one of our musicians, Wilbert Longmire, a very famous guitarist here in the Cincinnati area. He started very young, also playing in Cincinnati when he was 3 years old, actually, when his family moved here, and eventually recorded with King Records and also released recordings with the World Pacific Jazz label. And they attribute to Wilbert Longmire discovering Bootsy Collins. And that was one of the first jobs that Bootsy had, was working with Wilbert Longmire. In 2001, he was given a Lifetime Achievement Award from the Cincinnati's Cammies. And next is Michael Moore. And he's a bass player. He's still living in New York. And he lived here in Cincinnati and started playing the bass at age 15 at Withrow High School. He also attended the University of Cincinnati, CCM, playing along with Cal Collins and Woody Evans. He toured Africa and Europe with Woody Herman in 1966. And also he worked with Benny Goodman, Bill Evans, Warren Vache, Chet Baker. And he was also known for being a member of the Dave Brubeck Quartet until 2012, when Dave Brubeck died. And next is well-known saxophone player Rick Van Meter. And Rick also has performed with many diverse groups, such as the Duke Ellington Orchestra, Woody Herman Orchestra, the Cincinnati Pops, Manhattan Transfer. And he's currently working as a professor still with CCM. And next is Steve Schmidt. Currently, we see him at the Hearth. Steve was born and raised in Cincinnati, and he's probably most famously known as the pianist with the Blue West Big Band, and this is their 38th year. And he also has played with the Count Basie Band when Count Basie was sick. He was ailing, and they called Steve to take his place, which he did do. And then after Count Basie died, many times they'll call Steve to come and play with the Count Basie Band. And next, Mandy Gaines, a jazzy, bluesy singer. And she started very young, of course, in church and school, like many students do. She has a BA from the College of Worcester in speech and arts. And she has performed with many, many jazz groups, such as Wynton Marsalis, Scott Hamilton. In 1988, Mandy was recruited by Coca-Cola Taiwan to be part of a recording and performing group called MIT. And she delights in telling people that they even named a jazz club after her in Taiwan, and it's called Brown Sugar. Mandy goes to Europe and many, many, many other countries.
Well, our last inductee for 2018?
Melvin Broach. And Melvin has devoted most of his life here in Cincinnati, and for that we are all grateful. He is a wonderful drummer. At age 13, he also was playing with Wilbert Longmire. He was with the Dizzy Gillespie Band, Clark Terry's Big Band. He's performed with famous names like Nancy Wilson, David Fathead Newman, and he's received many Jazz Appreciation Awards here in Cincinnati and Lifetime Achievement Awards from the jazz community.
We hope you've enjoyed tonight's discussion with Kay Casey, founder of the Cincinnati Jazz Hall of Fame, Dick Murgatroyd, director of productions, and Mark McCafferty, director of music for the Cincinnati Jazz Hall of Fame and also at Mount St. Joseph University. The induction ceremony is coming up at Mount St. Joseph University in Delhi Township on Sunday, April 8th, 7 to 9:30 p.m. More information can be had on our website, wvxu.org/aroundcincinnati. Have a great evening. I'm Ron Esposito.